Hey, I'm Scott Hanselman. It's Azure Friday. We're here with Kirill Gavriluk, and we're talking about DocumentDB, but something very exciting, database as a service for MongoDB developers.
Thank you, Scott. Always glad to be here. And MongoDB is probably one of the most popular NoSQL stacks out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. What's popular is MongoDB API. The programming models are drivers virtually for every language out there. The engine has its pros and cons, there are issues with it, but the API is out there and it's very well used. So we in Azure have a NoSQL managed database as a service. Right? We have SQL database as a service and we have NoSQL database as a service called DocumentDB.
Right.
So let's start with Azure Portal. Right? We're gonna go to our NoSQL. I have few accounts for NoSQL database as a service. And we're gonna create another one. Right?
Okay.
And when you create an account with Azure NoSQL Service, we offer you a choice. You can go with DocumentDB API or you can go with MongoDB API.
Hmm.
Right? Let's take MongoDB API. And what's really happening, so let me start it. Give it a resource, choose a location, and let's create, and let's give it a name. Mean, and I'll explain later why it's mean.
As in the mean stack.
Mean stack, yeah,
nice.
That's right.
So I know what's up.
MongoDB API, this is not just an SDK shims that we ship, right? We offer you a protocol level compatibility with MongoDB API. So you take an app, you take a tool that you like, if you're a MongoDB developer, you point it at DocumentDB, mm-hmm. and it works as is. It doesn't even know that DocumentDB is, that there is a different engine behind the scenes.
So it's you're saying that the wire protocol that we continue to speak is still Mongo, and I have an existing app. We've talked about this a little bit before. It's a Node app. It runs in Azure. It manages my blood sugar. So it is a
very
mission-critical application, and I have never worried about it. You're saying I could point that at DocumentDB without changing any code, and it would work.
Precisely. Let's try it out.
Let's
take an app.
That's amazing.
Let's find an app on the web. So there is this thing going on, mean stack, right? It's Mongo, Express, ASP.NET for Node.js, right? Angular,
yeah.
and Node, right? It's a pretty famous stack out there. There are lots of tutorials, most of them are to-do lists. But I found a good one, which is more visual, with Google Maps, mean Google Maps.
All right.
So let's go. It's like, looks like, I don't know Scotch.io guys, but looks like they did a very nice tutorial. And they have a repository. Let's clone it, right? So there is. Let's give it a shot. Let's copy this URL. Go here. Let's do a git clone. Right. We're gonna get that app. It's a Mongo app. Let's see what's in it. All right. We have it. Great.
Okay.
And first we'll just run it, right? So we need to do npm install. Let's see what is it built on even, right? What is the stack?
Well, we know it's Node, right?
We know it's Node, and we know it has something to do with Mongo because it's mean, and probably Express. But how much of Mongo do they actually use, right? Is it just vanilla kind of couple APIs, or is it more complex?
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look.
And while that's happening, the reminder is that there are Mongo drivers for lots of languages. Like there's the mean stack, but I could have PHP talking to Mongo.
Exactly.
Or whatever.
Yep, yeah, yep. There is, like I did a demo of R doing machine learning,
mm-hmm.
right? And in R there is a Mongo driver.
Nice.
Like everywhere. And so if you look at it, they not just use Mongo, they also use Mongoose here, right? So it's a proper, it's
what
an
is
or,
Mongoose?
Or, Mongoose and ORM stack
oh, wow.
for Mongo, right? So it's a proper, it's not a to-do list. It's a fairly...
Well, and as a developer, I'm thinking that they're going to be making assumptions about behavior. There may be bugs in Mongo or behaviors of Mongo that are very subtle that they may be counting on.
Yep, precisely. And then Mongo API is a very, as we learned over the last half a year, it's a very extensive, actually more than a year. It's a very extensive API, very extensive surface. So let's start it. I think we have, right?
So you're starting it locally.
Yep, and let's go and try it out. I need to use IE for some reason with this app. I don't know what's going on there, but in Chrome, ironically, I had challenges, so let's start here.
Okay.
So it's, I think the app is basically allows me to go and record my location, right?
And it's talking to a local Mongo instance?
It's talking to actually a MongoLab instance in AWS.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They just put their credentials in the GitHub repository.
Okay.
Brave folks.
It is brave.
All right. So let's add, I don't know if they support spaces, but let's do, all right. And let's submit and let's store. Okay, so I'm stored somewhere in AWS. My information is there. Okay, great. So let's move it so it works. Let's make it work against Azure DocumentDB. Right? What does it involve? So let's go back to the portal. And hopefully by now we have.
You have enough of those on your So that's deploying.
It's deploying. Okay. Well, we can take another one, so that it's still. So we don't spend time.
Pick an existing one.
Yeah, let's pick an existing one just for speed. Let's make it clean, right? So let's delete this. Let's delete the collection. Let's actually delete the entire database, right? All right, admin.
You delete the whole database. Doesn't it have to be made again?
It'll take care of the app. The app will take care of it.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right, so we have
no collections found. Got
no
it.
Collections, right? So now we have you. Actually, we do a little better. We give you a quick start, right? I'm a fan of quick start.
Because you set it as MongoDB, it's in that mode, and the quick start tells you
exactly. It tells you exactly what to use. The interesting part about Mongo is that the connection string varies depending on which driver you're using.
Right.
It's the first thing we face. So we want to make it a little easier for Mongo developers to get started. So we're using Node. So let's take a Node connection string.
Okay.
And let's go back. And so we have it still running. Great. Let's go back to, let's go to that folder. All right. And I think they have a config file somewhere. If I'm not mistaken, it's in the app folder. It's config, right? So here you go, right? So they're talking to some to the MongoLab service. We're gonna change this and put a DocumentDB there. The entire stack doesn't know a thing about DocumentDB, right?
Yeah.
It will think that it's just Mongo.
Does the port stay the same?
The port stays. It includes the port.
I
don't think they're using this.
It probably ignores that.
Yeah, it just ignores it. So the port is there. We're using SSL. Another difference, sometimes the most Mongo apps actually don't use SSL. It just goes clear. We require SSL. We want people to be safe. It's cloud. Let's store it. Since we are running Node from a command line, we'll have to restart it. There is no file watch. So we're going to have to restart this, right? And we're going to go to our little app.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see if I didn't screw up anything. I can restart. I can.
Well, where did it get those pins from?
I think it has pre-built in the app default.
Oh, the default pins.
Right. But let's see. In the end, we should see a record in DocumentDB coming from this app, right? So let's do. Let's create a record of some sort, right?
Can I use? I have some favorite Mongo, management systems and like different apps that I run locally where I can give it a Mongo string and see my connections. Can I use those Explorer apps, those administrative apps?
Yeah. In fact, depending on how much time we'll have, I can show you like Mongo Chef or RoboMongo.
Yeah, I use Mongo Chef.
Mongo Chef works beautifully. So let's go to our portal and see if we have. Let's refresh.
Look all right.
It created a collection, as it should. And then let's actually go to Query Explorer and see if it stored anything.
Yeah.
Right? So we have Browse Query Explorer. And there you go, KLG on Friday now. The app didn't know anything about DocumentDB. DocumentDB didn't know anything about the app.
Is some of this DocumentDB specific, but it doesn't hurt? It's just metadata that came along for the ride?
Exactly. And that's a very good. So that's a very good question, right? What we're using a DocumentDB Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
It looks at the collection and it sees DocumentDB documents. It doesn't
know
anything.
Yeah, that's a good question. Right. Yeah. So this is a DocumentDB query. on a DocumentDB, and this is the what you see when you get DocumentDB. Yep. If I use Mongo Chef on the same thing, I might get some different results.
You'll see less clutter. Right, so you'll see, like, because we do encode, obviously, we do preserve. Mongo uses BSON, so we need to do type fidelity. We need to preserve some of the BSON types in here.
You almost get the best of both worlds.
Exactly, yes. Yeah, and the nice thing about it is, so yes, we did this. Great, right? So why would I do this? Why not just stick with Mongo?
Well, I know why.
Right? You know why, but let's share with our customers why. What is it? So a few benefits, right? Once you do this, you can go and, there's our app, all right. With our account, you can go and first stop worrying about cores and VMs, right? You go and you can scale your collection, Scotch users, and you just tell us how much requests per second do you want. Mm-hmm. Using request units, the same DocumentDB mechanism, and it works seamlessly with Mongo, right? The request unit will one request unit will provide you capacity to serve certain number of Mongo requests.
Right.
And you can measure, we tell you how many request units each request give, so you provision, and we guarantee it from now until the end of time. We guarantee you that throughput.
Right.
You don't need to worry about it. There are no cores to worry about it. If you have a lot of data, you can give us a partition key. Sharish just we recorded a session with you around DocumentDB partitioning.
Right.
You tell us a partition key. It's a DocumentDB concept, but it works with MongoDB API.
I see.
On the client, you don't need to do anything. It works. We work with the Mongo primitives.
The backend makes it fast because it sees the partition keys coming.
Exactly.
What about the existing database that manages my blood sugar that has 3-4 years of thousands and thousands of records? How do I get that moved over from Mongo?
We have a migration tool.
Nice.
I don't have quite set up on the laptop.
But there is a migration tool.
There is a migration tool. There are a few things that we do. So there is a migration tool that just do a one shot. You can migrate data.
Sure. Right?
From some apps, it's okay. For some apps, yeah, I'm having a live service, like for yours, for example. We probably do want to do a little bit more careful.
Sure.
Right? So we don't want it to be down. We can migrate your database without any disruption to your
I see. And then follow it for a moment, and then I switch.
Exactly. What we do is we can listen on an op log in Mongo.
Yeah.
And we can make DocumentDB as your non-voting replica of Mongo, right?
Yeah.
And Mongo doesn't need to know anything about it. They just keep giving us data.
That's cool.
We keep take data. Then you can replicate the data, right? So you can, for those of you who haven't seen DocumentDB before, one other, in addition to scale and predictable performance, DocumentDB offers you replication across the world. You can make your Mongo data available anywhere in the world and give the same predictable latency and throughput. Mm-hmm. And now your Mongo database now is replicated across the world. And once we catch up, you can redirect and point to us, or you can still point to your current and just use us for high availability. Either way is good, right? Lastly, it's nice to be a managed service, not worrying about VMs, and not worrying about throughput and latency. Right, so DocumentDB offers you pretty good latency at scale. Doesn't matter how much data you store, we guarantee you single-digit millisecond latency.
Does that imply that I'm going to be able to use the Mongo API and possibly take the database places Mongo couldn't go before. More scale, more power.
Yeah. We all know challenges with Mongo native engine. It doesn't scale as well as some other NoSQL databases. It's a popular database, but it has its limits.
But the API is so nice, and I have all these existing things.
Exactly. Why learn a new thing? You can use the Mongo API against the engine that scales limitlessly, that is managed for you, that you don't need to. It's a worry less.
Can I try this today? I can go.
Absolutely.
All right. I'm going to go back to the hotel, and I'm going to move my blood sugar into DocumentDB.
Thank you, Scott. We'd love to have you.
Very cool. We're learning all about database as a service for MongoDB developers with DocumentDB here on Azure Friday.